The Immigration and Naturalization Service has announced changes to its rules governing foreign visitors and students, mostly to plug holes in the immigration system that were revealed by the September 11th attacks. Earlier today, INS Commissioner James Ziegler appeared before a House subcommittee to explain the changes.
The major reform and restructuring of the INS is not only desirable, but it's absolutely necessary. It's necessary to better secure our country against terrorists and criminal aliens. It's necessary to more effectively enforce our immigration laws at the border and in the interior. And it's necessary to provide better and more efficient and effective service to legitimate petitioners who are seeking benefits under our immigration laws.
INS Commissioner James Ziegler testifying today on Capitol Hill. Jan Ting is an immigration law professor at Temple University, used to be assistant commissioner at the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Professor Ting, I'd like to ask you about the reforms that have been proposed, whether they're practicable and whether they would change much. For example, the idea of having a visitor's visa that would typically be for 30 days. Make sense?
Well, actually, I think the rule says that the visitor visa will conform to the amount of time that this particular visitor needs. Normally, that would be 30 days or less. I don't see any problem with these rules at all. I think they're easily implementable. My only concern is whether they're enough. The reality is that more than half the visitors to the United States every year come in under the visa waiver program and don't need visas. The visa waiver program was begun in 1986 and it allows visitors from European countries to enter without visas, but some of the people that have come in included Ramzi Youssef, the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. He came in on a counterfeit European passport. Zacharias Moussaoui came in with his legitimate French passport.
He's the man who's under indictment, alleged to be the 20th hijacker, yes.
Right, and this Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, he's a British citizen, so he had a British passport. He didn't need to apply for a visa. And the commercial interests, including the travel industry, are fighting hammer and tong to preserve the visa waiver program, and they're not overly concerned about national security. You know, we need to be concerned about whether these rules are going to be adequate to provide for the security that the American people want.
Well, we'll come back to that in a moment, but first I want to ask you about the rules as far as they go, and whether, in fact, the INS could operate efficiently enough to actually approve, say, applications for change of status to become a student before a student begins studying. That was the whole problem in the case of Atta that we saw unfold a few weeks ago. Does that mean that we can just expect a semester or two when there won't be any foreign students in the U.S. while the service tries to catch up on its paperwork, or can it actually achieve all of those approvals in time?
No, I don't think it's going to end foreign students. Most foreign students apply for student visas while they're still in their home countries, and they enter the U.S. on student visas. What this is targeted at is individuals who come in on visitor visas saying they want to go to Disney World, and once they get here, try and change over to student status. And what we want is we want to take a closer look at the individuals coming here as students, and the only way we can do that is if they give us notice in advance that they intend to remain as students, or if they apply for student visas from the beginning.
I wonder, you've mentioned the travel industry as being very much opposed to any restrictions or whatever restrictions might exist on people coming into the country. To that, in the case of some student visas, one might add educational institutions, one can add agribusiness, one can add many industries that seem to benefit from having a very loose immigration policy. Is there really a will in this country to have a tighter immigration policy?
Well, you know, part of the problem with immigration enforcement has always been that we have a schizophrenic feeling about immigration in the United States. We understand that we're a nation of immigrants, and we have a great tradition and history of immigration. On the other hand, most Americans do not favor a completely open door. But if you're going to have that kind of a system, you have to answer the question, what do you do with the people that come here in violation of your rules? We've just got to make up our minds. One would have thought that post 9/11 we would have a much clearer understanding that immigration law enforcement is part of our national security, and I'm not sure that it's totally clear. I'm surprised that that we still lack some clarity on that question of whether we really want the immigration law strictly enforced or not.
Professor Ting, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, my pleasure.
Professor Jan Ting of Temple University's Beasley School of Law is a former assistant commissioner at the Immigration and Naturalization Service. He spoke to us from Wilmington, Delaware.